Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Glorification. Glorification will mark the completion of the sanctification process. One thing we as believers are really looking forward to in heaven is the fact that there will be no more sin. We won't sin, and neither will anyone else. It will be a place completely without sin. In the day of Jesus Christ, our sanctification will culminate in deliverance from the very presence of sin, when we will be like Christ. 1 John 3:2 says, "Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Ephesians 5:27 says that one day Christ will present a glorious church, quote, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. We commonly refer to this as glorification. In his great high priestly prayer in John 17:24, Jesus prayed, quote, "I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory." Romans 8:17 says that we believers will be glorified together with Christ. In a sense, we will share in his glory. According to 1 Corinthians 15, one day we as believers will all be changed, and the last remnants of death will be swallowed up in victory. Philippians 3:20 through 21 says that we are eagerly waiting, quote, for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body. Glorification is a long-anticipated goal. We will then enter into that wonderful land of no mores. Revelation 21 and 22 says there will be no more tears, no more crying, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death, and no more curse. And the reason is because there will be no more sin. 2 Peter 3:13, "Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Romans 8:19, "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." Earnest expectation is the idea of eager anticipation, or literally, to watch out, to watch with outstretched neck. Creation here is personified as representing all of nature. The phrase "eagerly waits" is used 7 times in the Greek New Testament, and each time it is used in reference to Christ's coming. Revealing means unveiling. All of creation is shown to be awaiting the full manifestation of what it means to be the sons of God. When the children of God fully enter into what God is giving them in the kingdom, then the whole of creation will also enter into that time of blessing. When she was still living, Ruth Graham Bell once saw a road sign that said, "End of construction, thank you for your patience." She reportedly commented, "What a marvelous image for the Christian life, a work under construction until we go to be with God. That's what I want as my epitaph." And so it is. I have seen her tombstone in Charlotte, North Carolina, with this humble epitaph, "End of construction, thank you for your patience." All believers are in process and will be completed. Indeed, all of us as God's people are in process. God is at work, and he who has begun a good work in you will complete it, Philippians 1:6. To be sure, the best is yet to be. To God be the glory. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians 5:28, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." Jude 24:25, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.